another call for help. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Ukrainian President Zelensky issuing a video statement Sunday evening appealing for more sanctions as Russian forces increase their shelling. Fox's Mike Tobin has the latest from Kyiv.
Civilians in Mariupol and Volnorakha are in for another rough night. A second attempt at a ceasefire allowing them to escape fell apart with new artillery fire from the Russians. Civilians in that town of 400,000 plus have been without water and power for days. Ceasefire negotiators met twice now, are scheduled to meet for a third time with another attempt at building a ceasefire, also an attempt to try to put safe zones around the nuclear facilities.
Poland has been considering supplying fighter jets to Ukraine, but Russia today warned that supporting Ukraine's air force would be seen as an engagement in the conflict. Tornadoes in central Iowa early today killing seven people, including two young children, downing power lines and damaging or destroying dozens of homes. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds speaking in Winterset, Iowa.
Over and over, the response was, we're Iowans, and that's what we do. We show up, we take care of our family, we take care of our neighbors, and we take care of our community.
The National Weather Service initially estimating there were three tornadoes. In Florida, two massive wildfires caused damage to homes and businesses in the panhandle this weekend. One fire is about 9,000 acres, the other upwards of 800 acres. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on crew efforts.
They have all hands on deck. From municipalities to the county to the state, we're thankful for that, and we're pleased to be able to bring more assets to bear.
More than 1,000 homes have been evacuated. The fires are burning an area devastated by Hurricane Michael in 2018. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Pope Francis taking action as the war on Ukraine escalates.
The Pope on Sunday saying he's dispatched two cardinals to Ukraine. The pontiff not saying where exactly the cardinals had gone, but he did say they were sent with a message that war is madness. One of those cardinals heads the papal office dealing with migration, charity, justice, and peace. Francis, during his Sunday blessing, calling for an end to the violence, the establishment of humanitarian corridors, and a return to negotiations. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Governor of Utah pledging to veto any legislation that would ban transgender athletes from girls' sports.
What passed in the Utah Senate on Friday night was a far cry from the original bill, which called for a commission to determine eligibility of individuals. And Republican Governor Spencer Cox says he will veto it. Under the legislation, athletes born boys would not be able to play on the girls' team, no matter how they identify. 11 other states already have similar laws. LGBTQ advocates are fighting for inclusion, while social conservatives are looking to preserve fairness, and Governor Cox says he wants compromise. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
The east coast of the U.S. could one day be home to a large spider introduced from overseas.
The Jaro spider, about 3 inches long with some yellow, blue, and red markings. They spin huge webs seen blanketing some neighborhoods in northeast Georgia. They're an invasive species, and now researchers at the University of Georgia have published a study in the journal Physiological Entomology that says these creeps are able to withstand colder climates, so they're expected to spread in the U.S. They're able to use silk sacks blown by wind to get around, and they're able to hitch rides on cars. The Jaro's originally from Asia and is generally harmless to humans. Till NATO, Fox News.
I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.